push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Every home holds a story. Maybe yours is in the kitchen where family recipes are passed down, or the living room where laughter echoes through the seasons. Sometimes those beloved spaces need a little extra care. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams. Whether it's fixing a leaky roof after a tough storm or finally creating the cozy bedroom you've dreamed about, First Bank Hampton is here to help. For a limited time, we're offering a special rate on HELOC and home improvement loans to make turning those dreams into reality easier than ever. Visit me today and take the first step toward a home that fits your family's story. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Kristen Ingalls, Director of Therapy at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, going to be talking about the signs and symptoms of Parkinson's and treatment options for that as well. And Kristen, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Yeah, happy to.
So first and foremost, for our audience, just tell us, what is Parkinson's disease?
Okay, Parkinson's disease is a progressive neurological condition. It affects the movements of the body. It is due to a lack of dopamine being produced by the brain, and dopamine is a chemical that helps with movement. So basically, any coordination and movement that happens in the body can be impaired when you have Parkinson's disease.
So when it comes to Parkinson's, I know there's a variety of symptoms you look for, but what are some of the basic symptoms, and then even on that, what are some red flags for someone that, hey, you better go get this checked out? What are some of those?
Yeah, so in the world of Parkinson's, there's a whole array of symptoms, like you said, so no two patients are quite the same, but anything that would affect movement could be a symptom. So a lot of times the classic thing that we think of is tremors. We've heard of tremors with Parkinson's, and a lot of people do have tremors with Parkinson's, but you do not have to have a tremor to be diagnosed with Parkinson's, but definitely if you have a tremor, that could be one of the signs. We also might see kind of slowness of movement, difficulty with balance. You might be finding that you're having more stiffness in the morning, feeling more fatigued. Your voice may become more soft, or you might have a hard time producing sounds, maybe difficulty swallowing. You might find that your handwriting or fine motor skills are getting more difficult, and your handwriting might become a lot smaller. So kind of a whole array of symptoms. So I would say if you are not feeling yourself, you know your body best, go to the doctor and get checked out. Don't think just because, you know, you don't have every symptom that you've looked up on the internet or heard of somebody, or you don't have a tremor, that there might not be something wrong. So if you feel like something's not right in your body, go ahead and get to the doctor and have them help you figure out what's going on.
Reading about this too from the Parkinson's Foundation, there's no real known cause of this, but I mean, what's just kind of some of the science behind what may cause this? I know genetics can be one of them, I guess, here, Kristen.
Yeah, so like you said, there's no real known cause of it. There's some speculation that genetics may cause it. There's some speculation that other diseases that are also a like lower dopamine disease, you may be more prone to get Parkinson's disease. So speculation that maybe somebody who suffers with ADHD or some other diseases that have lower dopamine as well, they may develop Parkinson's disease later. There's also a lot of talk about environmental causes, exposure to poor air quality, exposure to chemicals, maybe some dietary things. We kind of keep coming up with more and more research in all medical conditions related to dietary factors that may contribute to it. But yeah, no real known cause, but lots of potential things that are out there in the research that they're doing more research to look at.
Again, we're joined by Kristen Ingalls, Director of Therapy at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton. Again, Parkinson's Awareness Month being observed in April. And like we said about some of the reasons that may get it, genetic factors, one of them. So moving on to the next question. Also, there's no known pure cure for this, but feels like in recent years, there's more and more treatments you can give someone. Maybe life expectancy has been greater. Talk about some of the treatments and therapies that maybe you do here and just are available in general.
Right, yeah. So there is no known cure. We're still working for a cure for Parkinson's disease. So there's a lot of research going out there. Like you said, there's lots of advancements happening, lots of research happening. What we do know for sure is that exercise and just staying moving and active is really beneficial for Parkinson's. It can help to reverse some of the signs and symptoms that you're having of Parkinson's. It can help to slow the progression of the disease. So targeted exercise through physical therapy, occupational therapy, or, you know, other programs that exist, whether you're working out at your local gym. There's programs such as Rock Steady Boxing, which are particularly designed for people with Parkinson's disease. So staying active and doing the, you know, exercise is a really big part of it. There's also lots of advancements in the medication field, but the main medication that most people with Parkinson's are on is a carbidopa levodopa, which is a synthetic dopamine, helps replace some of that dopamine that you're missing in your body to help reduce your symptoms. So more than likely, if you have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, you're going to start on that. But then looking at those other alternatives, how can we make your quality of life better? How can we make your movement better? How can we slow down those symptoms?
And you obviously deal with this firsthand here at FGH, but you're talking about the exercises. Is there one exercise that really benefits? I mean, I'm sure all exercise, I mean, everyone benefits, but with Parkinson's disease, what are some of the main ones you want them to be taking part in?
I would say the biggest thing with exercise is doing something that you enjoy and that you could do all the time. Whether you're doing walking, biking, you like to lift weights, you like to do different exercises, it doesn't really matter. A lot of the research is showing that we do want to be exercising in more of that moderate to higher intensity versus just a real slow, leisurely walk, but maybe increasing your walking speed and stuff. And definitely picking out something that you enjoy to do. And if you're not sure, you know, what kind of activity to do, you can always look for guidance with that. But really, there's not one exercise out there that's particularly the best for Parkinson's. I think it's best just to be moving, getting out of the house, getting the body moving, targeting that exercise for your areas that maybe are your symptoms. So if you're having more trouble with balance, that we're working on things that help with your balance.
When it comes to who gets it, is it more male or females? And what's kind of the age range you see, at least maybe some of the early onset symptoms for Parkinson's, I guess, here, Kristen?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I don't know the stats for sure, but I think pretty even between males and females. Usually we're seeing this diagnosed a little bit later in life, so maybe more in the 60s and 70s, but there are people getting diagnosed at younger ages in their 50s as well. Yeah, so
it could be a range.
Yeah, pretty big range.
Okay. Again, we're joined by Kristen Engels. She is a director of therapy here at Franklin General Hospital. Again, April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. This from Parkinson's Foundation as well. Roughly 90,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with Parkinson's each year. And like she said, there's no known cure, but there are several treatments, several exercises you can do if diagnosed. And Kristen, anything else you'd like to add about Parkinson's disease and its awareness month this month?
Yeah, I would say just locally in our community, we do have a Parkinson's support group here at the hospital that we would love to have anybody who is affected by Parkinson's or has Parkinson's themselves or a family member, that they could come and attend that and be able to talk to other people who have the disease. Sometimes Parkinson's has a really tough mental health part of it because it is a progressive disease, and the dopamine also affects our feel-good hormones. And so sometimes we deal with more depression or not feeling like getting out of the house. So finding some social interaction and sometimes finding people who are also struggling with the disease or suffering from the disease, it's a great way to feel better about things. So our Parkinson's support group is here, and that's a great resource for people if they would like to come to that.
And just outside our broadcast area, quick, there is a walk coming up to support Parkinson's Awareness Month. That's in Clear Lake.
Yeah, so there is a walk called the Move It 5K Walk and Run. It is on Saturday, May 2nd. It is specifically geared towards raising money for Parkinson's research. Registration starting at 9 a.m. if you want to register in person, or alternatively, you can register online. And the walk itself begins at 10, and then there'll be some prizes for winners of their age groups and a raffle prize at 11 a.m. It is at Clear Lake at the City Beach Seawall area. All those proceeds will benefit either the Michael J. Fox Foundation, which does a ton of research for Parkinson's disease and helping us out with, you know, finding some new Parkinson's treatments and hopefully finding a cure someday. And then also Rock City Boxing in Mason City is one of our places that the proceeds will benefit, as well as the Parkinson's support groups in the area, including ours.
Again, that's Saturday, May 2nd in Clear Lake. And Kristen, thanks a lot for the information and talking with us.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that's Kristen Engels, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Spring in Iowa brings muddy boots, early mornings, and the hopes of a new season. Farmers work through unpredictable weather, long hours, and endless decisions. Each seed planted is a leap of faith. Through every challenge, First Bank Hampton has stood beside our farmers, offering support and understanding no matter the size of the operation. Hi, this is Tom Abbas. This spring, let us help your farm grow stronger with our flexible ag loans and tailored solutions. Stop in or call today to discover how First Bank Hampton can be part of your story every step of the way. Member FDIC.